this is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Leaders gather at the United Nations Summit on Climate Change.
Our task here in Paris is to turn these achievements into an enduring framework for human progress.
U.S. President Barack Obama urging world leaders to rise to this moment on Monday, telling them their progress at a U.N. climate summit in Paris will be measured by the suffering that is averted and a planet that is preserved. Lisa Bryant is in Paris and files this report for VOA.
In speeches Monday, leaders of the world's richest and poorest nations laid out the importance of reaching an ambitious climate deal in Paris and the consequences of failure. U.S. President Barack Obama talked about seeing the effects of climate change during a recent visit to Alaska.
It was a preview of one possible future, a glimpse of our children's fate if the climate keeps changing faster than our efforts to address it. Submerged countries, abandoned cities, fields that no longer grow.
Obama spoke just before his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping. During talks earlier in the day, the two agreed to collaborate to ensure a low-carbon global economy. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Meanwhile, on the periphery of that summit, Pakistani official sources have told VOA that Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif are set to hold what is being seen as an ice-breaking meeting in Paris today, where Prime Minister David Cameron will also be present. The Trilateral Commission on the sidelines of the UN Climate Change Summit comes amid intensified reports that the United States, China, and Pakistan are making for the resumption of peace talks between Afghan government and Taliban officials. This is VOA News. A group of young girls chanting "God is great" as they greet the Pope's motorcade arriving in Ban Ki in the Central African Republic. Pope Francis is on his way home now, back to the Vatican, ending his first African trip, which took him to three countries. He flew out of the Central African Republic early Monday afternoon, following celebrating Mass before a huge gathering at the National Stadium in the capital. Earlier, the Pope had said that Christians and Muslims are brothers. Together, we must say no to hatred, to revenge, into violence, particularly that violence which is perpetrated in the name of a religion or of God himself. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Monday his country will not apologize for shooting down a Russian fighter jet last week along the Turkey-Syria border. He told reporters that Turkish forces did their duty to protect the country's airspace. Mr. Davutoğlu said he hoped Russia would reconsider the economic sanctions that President Vladimir Putin announced in response to the incident. Meanwhile, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said that Mr. Putin would not meet with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on the sidelines of the UN climate change conference in Paris. A Jerusalem court convicted two Israeli youths today for last year's killing of a 16-year-old Palestinian teen who was burned to death in East Jerusalem. The killings were part of back-and-forth attacks that led to a 50-day war in the Gaza Strip that killed more than 2,200 people, most of them Palestinian civilians. The United States has received credible reports of an imminent attack in the Afghan capital within the next 2 days. Rising insecurity in Kabul has already forced the U.S. Embassy not to allow its personnel to travel by road and instead rely on helicopters. Other foreign diplomatic missions and international aid groups have also taken similar precautions. Two U.S. senators on Sunday said the U.S. should be a part of a multinational force in Iraq and Syria to defeat Islamic State. Here's Victor Beatty for VOA.
Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham, both Republicans, told U.S. television from Baghdad Sunday the U.S. must take part in a multinational force that McCain, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, says will have two key objectives.
First, you have to obviously take out ISIS, but at the same time, you have to establish a no-fly zone, which sends the message to Bashar Assad that he can stop barrel bombing the people and slaughtering innocent civilian men, women, and children, and driving millions into refugee status, which we are trying to cope with now.
Both McCain and Graham suggest the force required may need to be as high as 100,000, but Graham says it would be comprised mostly of regional troops.
Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.